It's been said that every quilt tells a story, and it's so true. But I also believe every quilter has a story to tell. I wanted to hear about the people behind these wonderful quilts and thought you'd enjoy hearing about their lives also. Welcome to A Quilter's Life. At my eye doctor appointment, I was able to ask about getting glasses so that I could see the TV and also see the close work when I'm working on a binding. It is so wonderful that my eye doctor, Holly Sprout, is a quilter and knew exactly what I was wanting. She even named the new combination quilting in her software. The day that I returned to interview Holly, those new glasses were ready, and they are wonderful. And I wanted to mention again that it's so enjoyable to walk into Holly's business and see a quilt on the wall. She does such a wonderful job on her quilts. Holly, thank you so much for being on A Quilter's Life. I have to tell everyone that you're my eye doctor.
Yes, have been for a few years.
Yeah. In fact, I think you were before we went down to Charlotte, and then when we came back to you.
Yes.
Holly, tell us where you were born and raised.
I was born in Parkersburg and raised there, and have been away at school for a few years and then came back and spent my time here.
So you haven't been too far away?
No, Columbus or Morgantown or Huntington or as far as I've been.
Wow. Can you share a special childhood memory?
Oh, golly. Some of my favorite things were just spending time with my family at our farm. We would fish or hike there. And then sewing with my mom. She got me introduced to sewing when I was probably about 8 years old.
Did you sew your clothes?
I did. My first thing I made was a little apron dress. And then I sewed a lot of little stuffed animals, too, when I was growing up. But my mom actually worked at Singer Sewing Company before she was married and when I was really small. So it's just kind of been in our family.
Wow. So do you still have a Singer?
I do not. All my machines are Baby Lock or Handy Quilter now.
Well, we know that you are an eye doctor.
I am. Yes, I've been here at this office for 15 years now.
Wow. Can you think back on when you made the decision?
I think it's what I've always wanted to do. I suppose because I've always had glasses. I got them about when I was 9, and it's just something that interested me. So that's how I ended up here.
Well, you moved clear from Parkersburg to Marietta.
Yeah, a long distance, huh?
What brought you to Marietta rather than staying in Parkersburg?
Well, when I first got out of school, trying to find something close to home, I didn't want to move too far from my family. And the doctor that was here previously was looking for an associate to eventually sell his practice. And it was just the right time and the right place. So I ended up here. And we worked together for a couple years. And then he eventually retired and I bought the practice from him. And 2011.
Timing is so amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Is there anything else about your family or your past that you want to share?
I'm married and we've been married for 15 years and I have a little girl that's 12 and she's kind of liking to sew a little bit now too. She's got her own little sewing machine and she'll do a couple little things here and there.
How fun.
Yes. And then my husband is a funeral director over at Levitt's Funeral Home, and he's been there for several years, and he's about half retired right now, so he likes to be outside all the time, so he's fishing today, but he has to go back to work tomorrow.
Taking advantage of the warm weather today.
It is a nice day.
If you had the chance to talk to your great-great-grandchildren, how would you describe yourself to them? And also, what message would you want to give them?
I guess I would describe myself mostly as kind of a quiet, kind of peaceful person. I like to be outside, be with my family, do my sewing. I like my patients, and something I would like to pass on to them, just always try to be a good person and treat others as you would want them to treat you. And then everything else kind of works out from there, I feel like.
That's great. Now, before we get to quilting, are there other crafts that you do or have done in the past?
Oh, I've done a lot of things. I like crafting. I've done a lot of cross stitch. I did that a lot when I was in school. My little girl and I, we like to bake, and I made dollhouses growing up, porcelain dolls. I've made those, made the porcelain doll themselves and then their clothes, all that kind of thing too.
How do you go about making a porcelain doll?
It is pretty complicated. There was a couple ladies when I was late high school years, and they had a doll shop. You actually have the porcelain, it's called slip. It's a powder and you mix it with the water and you pour it in the molds and then they harden. You got to clean all that off and then you fire them and paint them and then put them together, and you can dress them however you like, but it's kind of fun.
Are there any other hobbies?
That's mostly it. I pretty much spend my days at work or home sewing or at the quilt shop or at church. That's about all I do. I walk outside a lot too, just to get some fresh air.
Nice. And downtown here is a real nice area to walk.
It is. I live in Parkersburg still, so I spend a lot of time over at City Park.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think any of your other hobbies show up in your quilting?
I think some of it does, because I kind of choose some of my patterns. I also have an embroidery machine that I do embroidery quilts, so some of that shows up in the different designs I've done with those too. I like the little Kimberbell patterns that have the different little appliques and things like that.
How fun. Well, you grew up sewing, but who introduced you to quilting?
I don't know that there was any one person. I just kind of picked it up. I was at a fabric shop and I thought, well, this is something I might like to try, and I've been doing it ever since. And that was probably about a year after I finished optometry school, I decided to start quilting.
Whether it's a quilt you made or someone else or another quilt that you've seen, do you have a favorite quilt?
I think my favorite is my Bunny Hill Designs Rabbits for Fur Chocolate. I love the colors in it, and it's got the applique, and it's actually hand quilted. So it's just one of my favorites. I think it's the prettiest one.
And you made that?
I did.
Cool. Do you have a favorite tool when you're quilting?
I was trying to think about what my favorite is. I love my iron. I have an Oliso Smart Iron, and it's really nice because it has a long shutoff time. And I probably use my iron every day of the world between quilting and sewing and my clothes every day. And I've been through just absolutely worn out about 3 different irons. But I love that. And my other favorite, maybe my very favorite, is my digital dual feed foot for my sewing machine, because it keeps my layers of my quilt, especially when I'm doing binding, from shifting around, and it just keeps everything kind of perfect lines.
A dual foot, that came with your baby lock?
It did. This was actually a digital one, so it somehow has special sensors in it that keep everything together. And then I recently started doing a little bit of stitch in the ditch quilting for some of my smaller quilts, and it works really well for that too, so my layers don't get bunched up on the back.
Huh. So it's like a walking foot, but it's built in.
You actually attach it, but it came with the machine, but you attach it to the electronics of the machine somehow. I'm not a technical person, so I can't describe how all that works, but I do love how it keeps everything neat.
Yeah, wow. All the steps in the quilting process. Do you like a specific step, or do you like the whole process?
I like piecing it together the best. I would have to say the actual quilting part is probably my least favorite. So I have a lot of tops that are finished, but nothing that's actually quilted sitting. Well, I have plenty that are quilted, but there's plenty that are sitting around without being quilted also.
It's so exciting to get to that next project.
It is. I have a lot of unfinished projects, a lot of projects that aren't even started that are just in labeled bags.
Share your worst quilting experience.
I would have to say I did a quilt where I didn't read the instructions completely and I didn't resize my blocks before I was piecing them together. You had to actually cut them down and nothing matched up when I was ready to quilt it or actually sew the blocks together. So I make sure I read everything all the way through anymore.
They always say to do that.
I know. Or check to see if there's any kind of revisions on a pattern, too. A lot of times they'll have a revision online that you can find.
Yeah. We all have the same amount of time. So with our crafts and whatever, we can do pretty much whatever we want to do with our time. What do you think has drawn you to continue quilting rather than do anything else?
I think I just love fabric and designs, and it makes me happy. Plus, I'm a little bit obsessive, and when all those corners match up and you've got everything finished and it just looks like the lines and the corners are perfect, it makes me so happy. My husband picks on me about it all the time, but I get some kind of enjoyment out of that.
Isn't it amazing to sew that seam and look at it and like, oh, wow, it matched again.
It is.
Who do you make your quilts for?
A lot of them are just for myself or my family members. And then some of them I'll bring here to work and just hang up here occasionally.
I was so excited when I walked in probably a year ago and saw your quilt hanging on the wall. It's like, yes, a quilter.
I know. I love my quilts. I need to get some wool hangers and hang up some of the bigger ones. And then I started doing some seasonal quilts too. So I thought I could put those up and then switch them out at different times.
They're so cute. Do you have a special project that you're working on right now?
I have a lot of projects that I'm working on right now. I'm trying to finish some of my seasonal table toppers that are the embroidery quilted table toppers. So I'd like to get some of those finished even before the month that they're actually supposed to be put out. I get behind on things, so I finished the February one kind of mid-March.
Share a quilting tip.
Maybe just like I said before, make sure you read through the instructions completely and measure things thoroughly before you actually cut them out, or you'll run out of fabric. And if you're like me, I may buy fabric a year or so before I actually get to the project. And if you run out, then you can't get it later. And that's very frustrating.
So knowing that, has your stash grown quite a bit?
It has. And every once in a while, I will clean it out and give my extra fabric to my mom because she likes to sew things also. So we'll kind of trade.
Oh, fun. Holly, was there anything else that you wanted to share with us?
I would say just keep on quilting, everyone. It is a fun hobby, and it's always nice to meet other quilters.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Uh-huh. I'll see you around.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can find more stories on aquilterslife.com or subscribe on your favorite podcast player so each episode will be downloaded automatically. Also, I want to hear about you and your wonderful quilts. Please contact me, Paula Chamberlain, through the website to set up an interview. And as always, thanks for listening.